3, 2, 1.
Many of you come here for comfort, reminders, tools, guidance, and or answers. And we all honor that. The board honors that. Reverends Gary and Barbara honor that. But today, I have questions for you. Because you know, it's said that the best answers come from the best questions. And the quality of those questions and answers equals the quality of your life. Now, many of these questions are answered in your purpose, the purpose statement we talked about a couple of months ago, your personal purpose statement. Many more are found in your vision, the vision you have for your life that we talked about all last month, and the actions through your mission. And remember, we're on a mission this month for your mission, not my mission versus your mission of your life. Many of those questions are answered as you decide what your mission will be, even if it's to take this one on for yourself. Questions like, what are you going to focus on? Now, not what's missing. We're not going to look at what's missing. Yeah. You kind of decide to have something in your life by noticing it is not there. And you know, it's not there, or it's not there often enough, either way. And then you realize it's missing. However, you don't focus on what is missing. You focus on what it is you are deciding to have, where the have consciousness is going to show up. It's a very subtle, but powerfully effective difference. Focusing on what it is you want, what it is not want, let's get rid of that want. What it is you have decided to have versus focusing on what's missing. Because if you focus on what's missing, then that's what the universe hears. That's what the universe sees. That's what the universe intuits through your belief system, that you are missing this, and it will give you more of that missingness. It is more than happy to give you more of that missingness. So focus on what it is you have decided to have. 2, what meaning are you going to give these things, these ideas, not just things like a new car, blah, 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 but things like peace of mind, excuse me, things like better relationship with your boss or your parent or whatever. How do you feel with this idea in your life? There's a question to answer. How do you feel with this idea being in your life right here, right here, right here, right now? I mean, do you hear the difference there? How do you feel? Not how would you feel. Present tense. How do you feel? How important is it to you? The deeper the importance, the stronger the magnet. Remember, like I start every Sunday morning with, you are a magnet to attract that which you desire, require in your life. The stronger the magnet you are to have it brought to you is correspondingly equal to the importance it is to you right here, right now. Not tomorrow, not next year, right now. 3, what are you going to do? You know, knowledge is great. We're here every Sunday and other days to bring to you knowledge in many different forms. But execution is what's king. Execution is what's queen. Execution is your knight, prince, and or princess. This is not about being motivated to do something. Like I said last week, this is about being inspired. What inspires you gets you motivated to get on your mission right now, today. So what is it? What inspires you to thus get motivated and get on your mission today? These are questions for you to answer, not for me to answer for you. It's not for me to give you the answer because your answers maybe are similar, but they're going to be different than mine. You know, recently I had someone send me an email saying that they would not be watching or listening anymore. And it's because they felt that because of the way I had been speaking recently, that they felt they were in a therapist's office. And I thought about this, and I was, of course, you know, not happy that this person was disappointed in not what we were teaching, but how it was being presented. And it got me thinking about what a therapist does. Not versus, but inclusive of what I have been doing. And so I thought about that. And so what does a therapist do? They ask questions. They suggest tools of action and thought. They listen, most importantly, actively listen. They explore reasons and responsibility with the person in the room with them. They offer insights into the feelings and experiences that are many times confusing or causing stress to the person across from them. They help their clients develop better cognitive and emotional skills. We all need that now and again, no matter how smart, how emotionally intelligent we are. Things trigger us, and we need to figure out how to make that trigger not show up anymore sometimes. A therapist also uncovers and validates the strengths that the person across from them has. Reduce symptoms of mental dis-ease. Not mental illness, but the dis-ease of what's going on in the brain as well as the mind. The brain, as far as the synapses firing or not firing or misfiring, and the mind versus what we're thinking, what our perspective is. And they challenge you. A good therapist will challenge you in a respectful way, of course, and sometimes a provocative way, but it's still a respectful way to be your best self. Why? Because they know it's there. They know everything's there. Whatever has gotten in the way can be pushed out of the way. So sometimes they have to provoke you a little bit with questions of their own. Now, I'm not technically a therapist or psychologist, etc. I have not gone through that legal training or hours or degrees that is required by the state to be called a therapist or a psychologist, etc. My Doctor of Divinity and all that preceded it was learned, earned, and recognized in order for me to receive this doctorate. It was not an honorary bestowment. I earned it. I had to do certain things, certain requirements, in order to receive this Doctor of Divinity. It's a testament, a certification of my spiritual knowledge and my ability to offer tools and counseling, my ability to teach truth, universal truth, giving out reminders of the tools and strengths that you have, that I have, that we all have, and reminding you to take hold of those and assisting you in honing your spiritual skills in order to influence, upgrade, expand your consciousness. It is infinitely expandable. And when you expand your consciousness, thus your beliefs get expanded, get upgraded, in order for you to attract the life you want to leave, that you want to have, that you want to produce. That's what I do. And if it sounds like therapy, because a lot of it is the same. I am a big believer in provoking all of us, including myself, to be better. To be our better selves, our best selves, using our highest selves to inform us, teach us, and bring us the best of the infinite opportunities that are out there that we have decided we require in our lives, today, right now. Because nothing changes till you decide on your purpose, on your vision, on your mission. Nothing changes till any of us decides what our purpose is, what our vision is, what our mission is. And even if those change drastically sometime in your life, or many times in your life, you do that on purpose. You do that with intention. There's no smart or wise quote. There's no therapist. There's no spiritual leader that can affect you until you are open to be affected. And unless you act to self-reflect and thus self-affect. Unless you take on the mission to lead a happy, healthy, affluent, creative life, whatever that means to you. And what that means to you may not be the same thing as what it means to me. And that's cool. That's okay. There's this a woman, she calls herself Mommy Moo Moo, but her real name is Debbie Barbuto. And she said, we have a choice to live in the age of enlightenment or the age of darkness. Now, I'm here to assist you in living in the age of enlightenment. That's what we bring here to you every week. And what I do on social media and TikTok, et cetera, et cetera. I'm here to help you assist yourself in staying in the age of enlightenment for your life. And to assist you in answering questions like these. Why do we exist? Why are we here? What are we going to do to have this or that in our lives? What is our mission? The Dalai Lama once wrote, I believe that the very purpose of life is to be happy. From the very core of our being, we desire contentment. Since we are not solely material creatures, contrary to the song, it is a mistake to place all of our hopes for happiness on external development alone. The key, he says, is to develop inner peace before outer peace, inner affluence before outer affluence, inner love before outer love, etc., etc., etc. Now, interestingly enough, Ralph Waldo Emerson, who was one of the first leaders in the New Thought movement that teaches this philosophy, he said this: the purpose of life is not to be happy. It is to be useful, to be honorable, to be compassionate, to have it make some difference that you have lived and lived well. That doesn't mean you have to be in service to other people all the time. Because to be in service to yourself for a happy and healthy life, and I'm talking not only bodily health, but mental health, that adds to the energy of love and peace and calm and ease in our world. That's a life lived and lived well. And to be of service, of course, excuse me, is paramount. But not every day, not every hour. I am here to teach you. Let me say this in a different way. I am not here to teach you what to think. I'm not. If it sounds like it, it is not meant to sound like it. Though I have a few ideas for some of you about what to think. But that's not important, because I am here to use the principles and tools of science of mind and spirit and New Thought to teach you how to think, and that your choice in thinking is supported by the creative power in the universe that surrounds us, the Big Bang that made everything, that energy of intelligence and love. I am here to use the principles and tools of neuroscience, because I love reading about that, which is a neuroscience is this unifying science that puts together consciousness and brain function studies into proving how they are one. We see it every day, pretty much. how these experiments prove in the scientific method what we've been talking about in the consciousness philosophy for decades, if not millennia. But neuroscience helps us understand in a, shall we say, practical way, 3D reality way, how powerful your thinking is, how powerful your thinking works. You know, you have up to like 60,000 thoughts per day, probably more. And they say that 98% of them are the same and 80% of them are probably negative. Though we can change that. Why? How? Because we have this, what they call neuroplasticity. And neuroplasticity tells us that daily the brain engages in synaptic pruning, deleting the neural connections that are no longer necessary or useful and strengthening others. Now, that may seem like something you don't have control over, but that's not true. You have control over it through your conscious thought, and we get to use our conscious thought to create those new pathways that eventually become pathways to beliefs. Because as Gandhi said, Mahatma Gandhi said, your beliefs become your thoughts. Your thoughts become your words. Your words become your actions. Your actions become your habits. Your habits become your values. And your values become your destiny. And I bring to you the principles of and tools of ancient wisdom as well. There's this Afghan saying that even the largest army is nothing without a good general. Well, you are the general of the army of thoughts, feelings, and beliefs that you have decided and that you choose daily, every minute, every second to accept. And you can use the ideals from neuroscience, from science of mind, new thought, from ancient wisdoms to answer those questions, to change those thoughts and feelings and beliefs. So ask yourself the questions. Ask yourself the questions. Because the Chinese proverb tells us, one of many, one who asks is a fool for 5 minutes. One who never asks is a fool for life. And you're not really ever a fool to ask a question. You may feel that way. But you never are. Because once your answer shows up, once you're open to the answer, life changes. Life gets better. Life upgrades and expands. And as the Buddha reminds us, you are what you think about. So what are you thinking about? What questions are you thinking about? What answers are you allowing to come in and constantly thinking about? Your mission, just like this center, is to bust through old thinking habits, whatever they are, and soar into the new perspectives, the new attitudes, and the expanded consciousness that you have decided to bring into your life. So that then you can zoom into your best life. Boom! Right into your best life. There's a guy, he's very funny. He wrote this book called The Dead Toad Scrolls. His name is Kilroy J. Oldster. I'm not sure if that's his real name or not. But he wrote this great quote. The greatest fear that human beings experience is not death, which is inevitable, but consideration of the distinct possibility of living a worthless life. You are on a mission to create your greatest life, whether it's for 50 more years or 10, whatever. Or even 10 months, whatever. But as we remember that the universe is always conspiring with us to create that great life, then we can remember, like Epictetus said, he was a Greek philosopher way back in the year 55. He said, first say to yourself, what would you be? And then do what you need to do. First say to yourself, what would you be? Answer those questions. Come up with the best questions for yourself, those quality questions. And then do what you need to do. Take on your mission. When you stay clear and focused on your purpose, vision, and mission, filling it with fun and exciting events, prosperous and healthy thoughts, feelings, and actions, when you are awakened to the truth that you have access to all that is happy, wise, and peaceful, your mission is set. Your parameters are chosen. Your path becomes clear. Who is the creator of your best life? Who is the power to make your best life arrive in full bloom? Who has the best questions to receive the optimal answers and take the greatest actions, the most bold and brave actions? You. Right here, right now. Whether you know it or not, whether you feel it or not, whether you even have faith in it or not. You are the power. So take the leap. Climb the mountain if you have to, because it's time to set it up. Thank you so much. Namaste.